SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. American employers added 206,000 jobs last month, the bottom line of the government's just-released employment report for June. More new jobs than analysts had been expecting. The Conservatives are out, the Liberals are in British parliamentary elections. After 14 years, the Conservatives suffered a landslide loss to the Liberals. Rishi Sunak has been succeeded as Prime Minister by the Labour Party's Keir Starmer. A week after his train wreck of a debate, President Biden, who's visiting Wisconsin today, shows no willingness to end his bid for re-election.
The panic inside the Democratic Party started before the debate finished and has grown in the weeks since. Some lawmakers are publicly calling for the president to step aside, as are some donors and Biden-friendly columnists. But Joe Biden told his campaign staff this week that he's not leaving and no one's pushing him out. Even though some Democratic governors are on board with the president, there's serious concern in Congress among Democrats about their prospects this fall. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, heads up, South Texas. It appears Hurricane Beryl will head your way after exiting Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula. The National Hurricane Center's Philippe Papin says Beryl is a dangerous Category 2 storm.
People definitely need to hunker down right now if you're in the Yucatan Peninsula, especially between Cancun all the way down to Tulum, and basically for the entire Caribbean coast of the Yucatan Peninsula of Mexico.
The driver of a pickup truck that plowed into a crowd of July 4th celebrants in New York City, killing three and injuring nine, may have been driving drunk. That's according to investigators who say they have the motorist in custody. Watching Wall Street ahead of this morning's opening bell. The Dow futures are up 42 points. NASDAQ futures 70 points higher. This is SRN News. The Biden administration is sending mixed messages on transgenderism.
Rachel Levine, the Assistant Secretary of Health and Human Services, recently advised an international transgender health organization that there should be no minimum age for children who want sex change operations. This sparked outrage across the U.S., and now the Biden administration is in full damage control mode, issuing a statement saying it does not support sex change operations for anyone under 18. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Residents of Amarillo, Texas, will vote on an abortion travel ban in November. Supporters of the measure gathered more than 6,000 verified signatures to petition for approval of the ordinance and submitted their request to city officials to have it placed on the ballot. Their action came after the Amarillo City Council rejected the proposed policy. It would forbid the use of the city's roads and highways to seek an abortion out of state. This is SRN News. Iranians voting in a runoff election today to replace the late President Ibrahim Raisi, who died in a plane crash.
Voters will choose between the hardline former nuclear negotiator Saeed Jalili and the reformist candidate Masoud Pezeshkian, who has aligned himself with those seeking a return to the 2015 nuclear deal with world powers. After record low turnout in the first round of voting on June 28, it remains unclear how many Iranians will take part in Friday's poll, while 85-year-old Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has final say on all matters of state. Presidents can bend Iran toward confrontation or negotiations with the West. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The German government announcing an agreement on its budget for 2025 and a stimulus package for Europe's largest economy. It eases a months-long squabble that had threatened to upend Chancellor Olaf Scholz's center-left coalition. More details, SRNNews.com.